Hello.
Hi, my name is Tamiko, returning your call for customer support. How may I help you today?
Well, I had two charges on my MasterCard from, let me see, I'll have to look, and it was one of them. Let me find the paper. And it was Instant Direct Electronics, I think, for $67.32 on November 8th. And then there was a charge on November 4th, same company, for $5.74. So I had called to see what this is.
Okay. Is there any way you can give me your zip code so I can try to pull up your account?
Okay, 30622.
1 Oh Lord, hold on 1 second. The screener just did his own thing. Okay. 306
22.
22. And can I get your first and last name?
Brenda, Brenda Clayton, Claytton.
Okay. Can you verify your address for me?
1200 Avalon Court, Bogart, Georgia. 30622.
Okay. Bear with me 1 second while your account is loading.
Okay.
Okay, I got your account loaded here. It started November 4th, where you paid for shipping and handling for $5.74 for a kitchenware set, and it looked like you entered into a sweepstakes to win that, and if you did not win, it will automatically enroll into a monthly membership and an entry to win that sweepstakes for that particular kitchen set.
Yeah, I
And then,
remember that, but I've been on the phone all afternoon. I had like five or six charges on my account, and I couldn't figure out why my balance shot up. And I mean, this is like a scam. I mean, no mention of any other charge. Yeah, I remember going into that sweepstakes, but I've already reported it to my card, and they've canceled my card and are, I guess, removing those charges. So I don't know if y'all want to remove them or whatever, but they're going to kick it back. I suspected that it was something similar, but I won't
okay,
be
I can
clicking
cancel
in
this
any.
for you so you
Huh?
won't re I can cancel this for you so you won't receive no further charges.
Yeah, please do. It won't go through that card because that card's been canceled. But
That's fine.
go ahead and cancel that. This is just like a scam.
I don't know.
I would never do something where it said I'm sure they've got it somewhere in the fine print. I never do anything. I mean, I've been charged, not from y'all, but other companies, $100 for some kind of membership crap. I mean, it's taken my whole afternoon. So I don't know if y'all just want to cancel it or what.
I'm going to cancel it, because if I don't cancel it, it will still accrue charges.
Uh-huh.
And even though it may state declined to the card that you declined it and that you reported it to,
right,
it's still going to, without canceling, it's still going to try to get a payment.
Okay. Well,
so
I appreciate that.
I'm going to go ahead and cancel it, so you won't receive no further charges to your account. Bear me 1 second. I'm not doing it at you. I'm sorry, and I thought I had it on mute. Lord, I'm just so disgusted right now. I lost my phone. I don't know why I did with my phone. I could have sworn I had it in my hand. And
do you not have where you can track it?
That's what I'm trying to see, but it seems like every track place I Google, it seems like they want a certain fee, and then after so many days, they want to charge us a monthly fee.
Oh, hon, I know. It's the same thing with all this crap.
Oh, no. I'm not going to go through all that. I'm not going to pay them.
I've tracked mine before through my computer, but I didn't pay anything. Well, I'll tell you what. I won't be signing up for any other kind of sweepstakes or nothing else. That, I mean, it's criminal. They don't say a thing about signing you up for, you know, monthly nothing.
I'm just so upset right now. I cannot believe I lost my phone. And I was like,
I've misplaced mine. But I did, I mean, I lost mine. I left mine at my grandson's school a number of years ago. And I was able to go online, and it showed me where it was. So I knew where it was.
Do you know the website? Do you remember the website?
No, hon. No. That's been like 6 years ago. So we went up to the school, and it was a Saturday, and the lady was in there cleaning, and she let us in, and she called my phone from hers, and we heard it ringing, and somebody had found it and taken it up to the office. So that's the only time I've ever actually, do you have anybody that you can get to call it?
I've been getting people to call it, and then I think it's on vibrate, and then now it's saying that it's going straight to voicemail. So
maybe your battery's gone dead.
I doubt it, because I put it on full charge last night.
Huh. Well, if you retrack your steps, you should be able to kind of figure where you think it might could have fallen in the car, under the seat. Mine's done that.
I think I've done that before. I mean, I can't remember. I'm trying to see what all I did.
Remember the last time you had it. I bet you'll find it.
I had it in my hand. I got out the car. I grabbed my bag with my goodies in there. Then I grabbed my jacket, and I could have sworn I walked in the building with the phone.
You didn't put it in your pocket in your jacket?
I looked in my pocket in my jacket. I'm going to go check out the bathroom, because I don't remember going to the bathroom when I got here. But I'm going to check the bathroom and see. Okay, got that canceled. Okay, let's see what else. Take this off here and let me see that. Give me a second. I click off of that one. I'm trying to make sure I got everything canceled like it's supposed to. I just can't believe it. I just paid $125 because my screen broken and I had insurance on the phone. And where the phone is going?
Well, you're going to cancel it, but the charges that was already placed on that, contacted my credit card company, so they're going to post that as fraud. But so I don't know if you can go in there and cancel the charge that was put on that or not.
What I can do, I probably can. I caught myself trying to cut my hair and get off time, and it looked like it ain't. I'm gonna have to just go ahead and leave, because I'm sorry. Okay. I canceled the account for you.
Okay.
But it seems like you are. I'm trying to make a draw. Let me go back out to your whole account. This is 11/8/22. I think you would need to. Let me see. Bear with me 1 second.
Okay.
Because this is sweet states that you entered into to win this kitchen pot. It was a 50-50 chance that you would win it. And only I could only offer you 35% at that bag. It was
It never said anything about signing you up for something.
It didn't read. Did you read the terms and conditions?
The what?
Did you read the terms and conditions of that? Because I can't pull up the website.
I don't remember seeing terms and conditions if it was on there or not.
Oh, okay.
It probably doesn't matter because I've already reported it to my charge card, and they.
Okay, hold on 1 second, my supervisor. Okay, my supervisor says that for the for November the 8th, 2022, that you will have to if even though it's a sweepstakes that you enter into, or you did some type of survey to get a kitchenware set. You would, since you already reported it to your credit card people, you're gonna have to call back with your credit card people in order to get your full refund back.
Okay, well, they'll take care of it, so that's okay.
Okay. But I did, I'm so sorry this happened to you.
Well, and I've got four and five other things that I guess I went in and they want info or something. I was stupid. I shouldn't have put my credit card number in there, but they say it's $5, and I know. I guess I probably didn't read. I won't be doing it again.
Yeah, I understand. I wouldn't do it again either. But yeah, in order to
So,
get your money back for that for that particular day, you're gonna have to call back with your credit card people to with them on the line if you could call us and or heck, call them first and then call us.
well, I've
Or
already called them.
have them to call us, and then maybe they can get you on the line as well, and maybe we can get
Well,
you a refund for that.
just make sure that the rest of it is canceled, and I'll be watching. And like
I
I say,
did.
my card is canceled, and they'll take care of it. And so
Yes.
they'll probably just reject it, and they'll get it back. So that's okay.
Okay, I tried to help my best of my ability to help you.
Well, good luck with finding your phone.
I'm finna see. I'm finna get off like, and I'm finna leave now and get off work like now, and I'm finna find this phone, 'cause I got to find my phone. I ain't got important stuff in
If you
there.
had it in your hand when you got out of the car, then it's
It's
somewhere.
somewhere.
It's right.
It's somewhere. It is. I don't know where I left it. I don't know if I'm gonna check this bathroom,
Yeah.
and then I'm gonna double check my car because it could have fell up under the seat or anything.
Yeah, I've lost mine like under the seat and stuff like that. So, but if it's just going to voicemail and it's not ringing. If it was ringing, it'd be easier to find.
Yeah, it would be. So I don't know if I left it somewhere and somebody must have got it.
Well, if they can't get into it, maybe they will turn it in and you'll find it.
Okay. All right.
Well,
Thank
okay.
you.
Well, good luck. Thanks for your help.
Thank you. You're very welcome. You have a great day.
You too.